Say hello.
I love that kind of thing.
You want to make a specific regulation rule
like
now or later?
Jib, Captain.
sure, I'll make a specific.
I want to get one of the off-duty engineers.
Right.
Maybe you.
I'm on duty.
Are you?
I don't know.
Always on duty. Sir.
I'll tell you that they're spying on us, and I'd like somebody with some sort of brains to look. The ship can tell us the locations where all of them are. And I would like somebody with brains to notice, like, you know, hey, they're hanging out right by that panel where they get access to the blank.
Okay.
I could stick security on there, but security are generally dumb. That's why we engineers run security now.
I see. Yeah, I could do that. I could track them.
Excellent.
Espionage A.
I'll do that, Kev.
Okay, what are you doing?
Set the internal ship's sensors to track the movements of the Orion crew.
Okay.
And just look at the little model and stare at it and see what they do.
Well, okay. You can mark sensitive spots if they go.
Computer program
it.
Intellect.
That roll right there, that's why I didn't put security.
Six.
Okay. That's security.
You got them all tracked, the ones on the ship.
Okay. I only care about the ones on our ship. And I'll just watch them, you know, if they go sit in any terminals and start taking
them. Well, yeah. Lots of people sit on terminals and look through stuff.
Yeah. Oh, the Orion?
Lots of Orions?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, tell them to knock it off. They aren't supposed to be playing with our computers.
Do you want me to do that?
No.
Okay.
Give them information.
Well, we want to give them false information.
Saren, the captain calls you in. It
takes an awful lot of time to, you know, set up the correct false information to give them.
Oh, I figured we'd have something.
Oh, okay.
Just
like
plan.
Plan, you know, set our stroke B.
Our
false information
our
files.
Drivers made this list to you.
Yes.
So the captain calls you in, asks you to a ready room, and asks you to, you know, what's the status on this,
mm-hmm.
on the Orion ship and stuff?
Well, we're still telling the Orion ship to the planet, and apparently the planet, we've called ahead, they actually have the genetic water breaking, and that's where it's called in.
Uh-huh.
But I'm beginning to get signs that the Orions are trying to perform espionage against us, and therefore I'd like to...
Espionage A.
Two
can play at that game.
Counter espionage.
This information.
Want to catch you in the act and stand do all kinds of nasty things.
I see. Well, sure, if you think that's necessary. Try not to cause any intergalactic incidents since the Orions are not Federation citizens.
Would arresting them count as that?
If there is, without cause, it could definitely go badly for the Federation. Well, public morale, you know.
Can I roll my
Make a intellect plus perception.
Can I roll my security to see how well I'm able to set up, you know,
the one of those things, live in her mouth or throat or whatever.
You know, I want to find cause to arrest them. You know, what I'm trying to do is make it where I can arrest them in a few minutes. Well, okay, in a few hours, whatever. I assume that's
okay. Wait, what are you trying to do?
I'm trying to build a case that would stand up in court against them, while hopefully giving them as little information as I can.
Like when the computers were broken in, who was there, who did it, that sort of thing.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Make a security system. Security systems.
I even got that.
Intellect.
Intellect logic or intellect perception?
Just intellect.
I thought every skill was either logic or perception.
No.
Okay. Seven.
Okay. So you're actually setting up stuff for them to break into? Or are you more...
My goal is to build a case to...
Or are you just monitoring them a lot?
My goal is to not let them get a hold of anything that is particularly sensitive, and build a case that would actually, you know, put them in prison.
Well,
cleverly
not, you know, doing the entrapment thing.
Yeah. Do you purposely make something where it would be easier for them to break into?
No.
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 I think or you just move all the top level stuff
somewhere that they can't get to.
Okay.
Well, I think the goal is move the stuff that they would really... Stuff that is classified, but who gives a crap, I want to leave where it is. Some that is classified and, you know, isn't like that the Admiral likes his eggs scrambled. I want to make sure is, you know, further password protected. Nobody knows it except for me.
Okay.
And your captain.
Sure. Okay. So you spend a while doing that. So, you made a perception roll?
Oh, yes.
Okay. So, you know, you're talking to the captain in the review. You notice, there's this little holographic thing. You know, one of those, just a little hole display. And it's, a hole display of, one of those Orion male dancers, you know, just kind of dancing around.
Bye. In the captain's ready room?
Yeah.
Off the bridge?
Yeah.
What other entrances to this room are there?
Pretty much just onto the bridge.
Okay. Alright. Computer?
Well, captain's there.
Oh. You're talking to her.
You're talking to her. You're talking to her.
I point out the...
Oh, yeah? No, it's just it's a gift from Captain Smug.
Oh, okay.
For, you know, token of his appreciation.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of tacky, but I'll get rid of it after the meeting. I just don't want to offend him.
You mind if I borrow that?
What a report, isn't it?
We have the dumbest.
I suspect it may be a surveillance device. I want to check that out.
I think you're being awfully paranoid, but you know, you're free to examine.
Okay.
So you take it with you. Were you actually going to do a sensor scan of the ship?
Of the cargo hold.
Of the other ship's cargo hold.
Very detailed.
Well, I'm taking it out to get scanned. I call him and say they're probably answering.
Did you ask, sir, to do this?
He told her.
He told me to do the whole ship, but I didn't do the cargo hold.
You can both make. You know, Federation law rules. Intellect.
We know the chapter and verse on this one.
Yeah.
Somewhere between 12 and 14.
13.
So unless you have a good reason, scanning another ship is not, well, especially if not a Federation ship, not a good idea.
Okay.
Active scanner.
Huh?
yeah, you can take that permission.
and
allow it to expand to, you know, scan the whole ship with your starship sensor.
A guy said I could use the tricorder to check out the medical.
Well, the captain already also said it was fine if we wanted to examine the medicine.
If you wanted to take precautions before beaming it aboard.
Yeah.
That would be expanding the scope of the permission.
You can't.
You can come into my firefighters can come into my house if there's a fire. They can't. Doesn't mean they can rush into my house anytime they want.
I'm getting tired.
Okay.
What if you're cooking?
Now you could just fire. You could just try to be really sneaky about it.
Nope.
Okay.
I'm a company man.
All right, so you got the little gadget, or a little hole.
I realized pretty quickly that we wouldn't really have enough to go with for that. Okay, so is the holodeck thing a bug?
It's for you that you drop it accidentally? Oops.
No. No scam. I bring it to security and have a scam.
Okay. So Saren comes in with a little hole thing.
Okay.
And he asks you to examine it somehow. What are you going to do with it? Take it apart? Do you want to just sensors?
Does he have like a bug sensor?
Gotta help. I first of all, I just want to scan it, see what's in it.
See, it looks like a lot of machinery and stuff, you know, standard holo thing.
Okay, I try to figure out if it's a bug or a holo thing.
Make a...
I take it into...
And do the thing where you sense if, you know, it's giving out any signals of any kind, because that's a really good way to do it.
Yep.
Yeah. This is pretty good.
Well, the plate has to do it.
Call it quick in 15
minutes. Uh-oh. Okay.
Any idea how near the end we are.
Sure.
We've gotten to the halfway point.
Well, this is going to go another week.
The halfway point is this whole Admiral thing. And the cover of the book had a picture of a Romulan. Oh,
you see any Romulans here?
Maybe.
Yeah. Oh,
I look. Look at the Orions. Do they look like Romulans?
20 years.
Maybe if you cross your eyes.
You know, our lieutenant's got 20 years.
Systems engineering.
Okay. Engineering systems specializing in security?
Sure. Intellect.
Intellect.
That's it.
Man. don't forget you get an extra courage point.
That's true.
You might as well use.
Let's see what you need first. Challenging is 11.
Cool.
Jesus.
Give it to someone who tinkers more, man.
I get a 7. I could get an 8.
What?
Press the expand on it.
Well.
Yeah. Okay.
When do you use logic and or perception as opposed to just intellect?
Perception should be finding things in, like, when you're actually looking through with your eyes and you're trying to pick up something, like a lot of data. You're trying to find something. Logic is
Chess.
Well, yes, when you're trying to figure out something.
Maybe.
A lot of the rules are remembering or
okay,
you know, or applying if they're not actually figuring out.
Okay, yeah. So I want to I want to take this in, have the holodeck make another one, or not the holodeck, the replicator make another one that looks basically the same.
Okay.
Switch the rule.
Fade and switch.
Okay.
And then I'll take this one apart. The actual. And I'll film myself taking this one apart. So that, you know.
You want to do it naked?
Yeah, I'll do it. I'll do it naked. Yeah. That's excellent. Just because they get the enjoyment of watching me naked.
Aren't you not supposed to look under a Beetlejuicean's robe or something?
Yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah, okay. Is
insane or something?
That's a Medusan.
They go insane if you see him naked?
Yeah, if you see a Medusan, period, you go insane.
Really?
Yeah,
it's crazy. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll hand the other version back to him and tell him it's a copy.
Yeah, and then he goes off. Then it goes off.
And then I'll film myself. I'll walk into a clean room, like, you know, a security cell.
Okay.
I'll bring him some equipment. You know, some
things, and I'll start taking the damn thing apart.
Oh, you're going to feel foolish when this is just a nice little present.
Oh, but it'll be... I won't feel foolish at all.
Well, you will, because you've got pictures of you naked taking it apart.
It'll be like currency on the ship. I can't hold to get anybody. Anyway, for the videotape of me naked taking apart that hollow... It's like a dancing hula girl. I'm naked taking it apart.
How goes it, Dave?
I want to hire a pit crew.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's naked.
He's naked.
Okay.
On top, I guess.
Yeah, I think it will be. Oh, because we'll be there. So when you guys get back on duty, you know.
So was it? Did it have a bug?
He hasn't found one yet. Takes it apart, puts it back together. There are the inevitable few extra pieces.
The extra pieces look like a bug.
Does it function without the
pieces? Well, yes, of course. That's why there are a few extra pieces. Who knows how long it'll function? Now it doesn't look like a bug to him.
Okay.
You go through the duty logs, and the medical log notes that
they're not actually Orions.
No.
No.
Several doses of Hyrolinolin are missing.
What's that?
The anti-radiation.
Okay.
Transport log.
For what?
Transport log.
There have been people leaving back and forth between the ship.
Between the Orion ship and you.
How many people are on the Orion ship?
Do you do a sensor scan?
Yep.
Okay.
Do I have to? Shouldn't it automatically be scanning for that?
And Eric should know that I'm tracking the crew, their movements.
Right.
So if someone went to, like, the medical cabinet and pulled some, okay, I'd know.
That's right. You know.
Well, that's
there have been a couple wrong Orions in sick bay, you know, to visit the their sick comrade.
Maybe they're engineering.
No, I didn't say that. Orion.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's pretty bad. I've never known someone with such a gift for fumbling.
There are, by now there's about half the crew, or about 12 of them on the other ship, plus another, 4 or 5 Starfleet personnel. So,
well,
on
the other ship.
We'll
find out,
you
know,
the Yeah,
let's arrest them.
Come on!
Nearly enough to get
the
rest
of
you. Well, we
will. Yeah, you do pretty much passive scans to get life from reading.
Yeah, don't we have problems
with cars?
Yeah. I mean, he should
have
been able to prove that they
took
that radiation
without
asking.
Yeah,
but that's not
PA. Technically, it's just petty theft. It's not like a state secret.
Which is why they wanted it.
Yeah, it depends. It depends kind of why they... Is they...
I'm going to check on the
broke in.
Scan our own ship, the quarters that we've given.
Uh-huh.
To the Orion. Do an intensive scan of the quarters we've given them.
Okay. And looking for anything in particular? Energy readings?
Energy readings, contrabands, materials, weapons.
Jen, make a sensor. Intellect.
789.
Okay, so you scan the quarters. You get... The only thing you find is the missing Hyrolinolin, which is in the quarters of their medical guy. Medical girl.
No phasers.
No weapons.
Okay.
I love the anti-radiation stuff. Can't get enough.
Okay.
Woo, you're back on the ship probably, doing your, so make another couple rolls.
On their ship?
Yeah, doing repairs. So it was like, not midday.
Okay.
It was a few hours have passed.
Eight.
And what?
Huh?
You got two rolls.
Yeah, eight.
Both of them?
Yep.
It's just taping it. It's not option.
Pretty much.
Did I find a bug naked?
No.
No,
it's like a farce. So, you know, you were logging computer activity, you were logging their movement.
When you put it back together, it still worked, but there were some extra parts. You know, when you put together a car, engine again.
What are you for?
You know, basically they move around throughout the ship, like, a lot.
Yeah. Well, you know, I did tell you the correct way to handle it.
You can keep them out of every area.
Yeah, there's even a couple in engineering. You know, with
in
the security guards there. Just talking to people
get
and stuff.
Get out of there.
No sensitive
areas of the ship.
This should be a standard thing where the computer wouldn't even open the door for them.
Well, they're just, you know, talking to someone who's walked into the engineering.
They're tailgating, piggybacking.
Okay.
You know, they're very friendly.
Very friendly.
So, people are not, you know, as paranoid as you guys.
Well, you aren't. You are not supposed to let. I mean, if you work at fucking IBM, you aren't supposed to let people in after you. So whoever, they're all getting written up.
it's a more trusting galaxy.
You people, morons. Okay. Well, I tell you that I want to keep them out of all sensitive areas.
I tell the computer what it can do to that. Just say something nice and neat, like unauthorized people prohibited from things like engine rooms and the bridge. And
here it is. Sarah
says. Sarah says.
Everybody, engineer
says. Everyone raise your right hand.
So, and all what? There's engineering. There's like backup engineering or something like that. There's bridge. I don't know. I'll stick a guard in front of each one.
Okay.
Well, you have, like, unlimited personnel, don't you?
No, he doesn't have unlimited
personnel. How many guards are there?
Two. You and deputy. A
couple of them.
Couple dozen. So that means eight on a ship?
No.
Okay. So how many?
A couple dozen on a 500-person ship.
That are actually security? Yeah.
Yeah, most of us are, you know, engineers.
Grunts.
And stuff.
Cooks.
Ops.
So, eight
operators. Run pushers.
I'll get the operators to do all the...
It's like Marines on an aircraft carrier. They look more like a platoon.
All the spook and tracking stuff. I'll get the computer people to do that, because they'll be better at it anyway.
Okay.
And have the security, you know, guard the random...
Okay.
Fairness.
Okay. So... What do you do with the thing afterward? What do you do with the extra parts?
Extra parts. Analyze the extra parts.
I'll. Is it sending out any information right now?
You turn it on. It's got a picture of you naked.
Wow.
No,
I keep that. is it emitting anything? Any sort of, you know, radiation?
Nope.
Okay. Well, I'll...
Is it ticking?
No!
I'll stick it somewhere... I stick it in the laundry room.
With the no-shine?
In a box.
Okay.
Marked
evidence.
Marked evidence.
Yeah, do not disturb. No moleste, por favor.
Okay. Anything else? Go back to, you know, your station?
Yeah, mainly I'll check on the people who are, you know, searching.
Oh, that's right. Let's see if they found anything. You were asking them patterns.
You know, I'm flying the ship.
Oh, I was personally checking his thing. What does it say he was trying to do?
Turn around the ship slowly, and then, you know, do a little...
just access, you know, security lockout codes.
I should try that just to practice.
You know, ask you for a password.
You actually got in?
No.
When else am I going to get a chance to do it?
You know, typed it in three times wrong.
Really need it?
Area.
Three times, A. I don't make that mistake. You know it.
I don't think that.
Oh, my bubbling fingers? No.
I'm making this for me. I'll put him on an old friend now.
But,
oh, put me in tactical.
So, in general, the computer allows you to go anywhere, and then if you go somewhere, search it, ask for your password. You know, once you're in, then, you know, only ask for password when you need it. So, a lot of the patterns are people looking through a lot of just about anything in the computer, and occasionally they hit something.
They downloading it?
No. They're just looking through. Yeah. They're stopping reading just about anything. Predominantly it's a lot about the actual ship. But, you know, they also stop and read, you know, butterflies on Bengal 3 if they happen upon that page. And you know, but every time they hit someone with a password, they actually try to, you know, get through.
Oh,
like
okay.
Randomly get three passwords.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So
doing that illegal?
Usually not.
Okay.
I mean, it's not illegal today.
Yeah.
Making a concerted attack is, but...
Yeah, I was
just
saying,
I'm pretty sure... Accidentally logging into a terminal and, you know, just saying, for the hell of it, if I can get in. It's not illegal. Getting in could be illegal.
Yeah, well, I'm pretty sure guessing passwords at any sort of national security of any level is illegal.
Usually, you don't even get to that point.
Yeah,
if you get to that point, yeah, that's... But they're on the ship.
Yeah, but the point being is they're trying to crack a security thing.
Yeah, the point being if, like, one of us went over to...
Well, I was visiting my friends in the CIA, and I sat down at his desk, and it was password protected, and I started, you know, when I typed in a password to try and get through, I'd be in prison.
Well, yeah, because that's the CIA.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so let's say the Army.
Yeah, let's
say NASA.
Yeah, NASA, maybe.
But
they probably just say, "Please don't do that."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So are
probably
go ahead and say, "Please don't do that."
Are any?
Yeah.
Any of the patterns that involve, you know, people searching around randomly, like if we can spot those patterns, do any of them then hit a security thing which they got through? Or is anyone, worse yet, is anyone searching around randomly inside a secure area where they're looking up, you know, classified butterflies of Den Ebb 4?
Yes, that has happened a couple of times.
Whoa.
Recently, right?
Yeah. Low security areas.
Low security areas. Okay, so all the passwords are changed now, right?
Yeah. You already changed them.
But where, or let's say at least, yeah. So what did they get? I'll have people track that.
Wouldn't it require, like, you know, some sort of really kind of robust password cracking to get through there? Wouldn't it have to be a pretty intentional act?
Unless someone leaked.
Unlike tapping in a password?
Unless someone
social hacking.
What?
Social hacking.
Yeah.
Easiest way to get password.
Social hacking.
Okay, like asking Barney his favorite.
Stuff like that. You know, get him drunk.
Got it.
Like
Pigman?
I did not crack.
You talk so much in your sleep.
I dream talk. The password is... My top secret research is...
You dreamt about some voice asking what your password was. You need a password to enter the gates of heaven.
But... I have so many passwords. Which one do you want?
I'll try them all.
The last one worked.
I'll try to figure out whose password they use, first of all. It should be login and password.
Like instance. A couple instances.
Excellent. And then
Wheeler.
You spieled.
Nope. Didn't crack.
And then
yeah.
And then who?
I'm sure you're not.
What did they find out?
It depends on how lucky you were.
Low level stuff is like duty rosters, assignments, you know, procedures when like there's a fire in the ship, or not so much a fire, but like intruder alert. What kind of procedure is?
Okay. And all
of this stuff we want them to know.
I'll find out the terminals. Mm-hmm. I'll try to figure out which of them did it. I'll find out the people who leaked their password most likely. Either they made their password like, you know, Gribniff or, you know, something
welcome.
Extremely easy. Yeah, exactly. I never
welcome
changed
33.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
it's or password.
Type friend and enter.
No, just enter.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'll
password, P-A-S-S-W-O-R-D.
Okay.
Yeah, great. Password.
No more people think that's funny.
There's a lot of fun.
Make a sensor roll. Uh-oh, you should really make one now.
Make a what?
Sensor roll. Evil guys.
Six.
Some sort of, you know, you're watching the sensors. Some sort of
no.
Electromagnetic emission.
Ooh.
That's not, you know, not one of the standard things in the ship.
Uh oh.
Okay. Well,
right.
Was registered.
From.
From the ship.
From
the ship. From this ship.
From this ship.
Where's it going? Where'd it come from?
It's just sort of wide beam.
Can you locate it on the ship?
It went through really quick. You only detected it through the sensor once it passed through the sensor. But you don't know where it came from.
Can you advanced mathematics
figure that out? Triangulation.
Somewhere on the ship. There's only one sensor array.
Okay, well, I'm
going to
alert security and
my
captain.
Okay.
Must be that box of yours. Extra part? Extra part.
No. It's,
Do you have extra part?
It's there.
Yeah. Just remember that, like, I'm still staring at what everyone's doing, so if you want to ask anything, like, anyone standing there, you know, holding something...
That's a good question.
Like
you don't really get like what they're actually.
No,
you get where they are
right.
And like their movement patterns. And,
yeah,
you know, which you can guess a lot of things.
Yeah, but exactly.
They're
like
standing in the corridor for 3 minutes.
Yeah, or if they're going into you know a room by themselves and they stand there for a couple minutes and then walk back out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good question. Anybody do anything suspicious 1 minute ago?
Yeah.
Okay.
See
ya.
Wait, she's got to get experience with facilities.
I'll give her experience.
Oh, that's right. You do the write it on our sheet afterwards.
Yeah.
Okay. Can you get back to the front of the Army base?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I can get
that. You're going to cross the bridge?
No,
where are you going? Which way? South? North?
East on 80. Right.
That would be north. You see, basically, if you turn right from the Army base, you go north on Maritime, there's a big road sign that has, you know, 580 west this way, 580 east that way, 880 east that way, 80 east. You know,
okay.
It's got all the signs. Yeah. And if you want to go on 80 east, you want to be in the right-hand lane and turn right.
Okay.
And then follow the signs.
Okay.
Because then you'll be turning left and you'll go over an overpass and come down in 80.
I did it last time.
Okay.
It really is. Okay.
But
we won't go there.
I'm not very good.
This one's pretty intuitive. You want to go right towards the hills and then turn north.
Okay. I'll see you all.
Okay. It's Shannon's.
Okay, so anybody do anything suspicious 1 minute before?
Yeah.
Looking for somebody emitting something.
Oh.
By some chance, someone wants to be suspicious. Yeah, there's the one person who went to the... Well, no. The doctor went to her room.
Okay.
Spent a couple minutes doing something. And then, about 5 minutes ago. Yeah, and I was walking through the corner.
Okay, I'd let you know. Okay.
That's, the only person who happens to be doing, nothing. During
and was
time.
By themselves.
Yeah.
Because pretty much, but if they were with a crew member, I'm pretty sure they would. And since they all seem to be, hanging out with crew members pretty much all the time.
Yeah.
Anyone who's by themselves is pretty solo.
So what the hell is going on?
Okay.
I don't know.
Is it Laura Palmer?
So she tells you about that, Saren. There was some strange energy emission.
Energy burst. Okay.
But, you know.
Orion Doctor, suspicious.
Orion Doctor.
Okay.
You know, when you're repairing things, you're running, keep careful watching everybody.
On their ship, right?
On their ship. So if you go out to get, spare parts, someone always follows.
I go pee.
Yeah, someone always does.
Watch
I have to pee at the same time.
Like it's space right.
Can you walk out when you're done? I'll wait
you
for you.
Actually say that?
Let me see. Maybe I do. I'll show you.
They politely walk away.
Shy.
Presence. No idea what the role means.
<You're fine. laughs>
I've been caught for a while.
No.
Should now do something rash.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, I will. I'll say that. I get stage fright.
Okay. So they leave you alone, but, when you leave, he's waiting for you outside.
That's something rash.
Something rash. What could it be? Like a ticking time bomb.
How far are we from our destination here? And how's the progress on their
tomorrow midday
going?
Late tomorrow, you should arrive there. You are 2/3 of the way done.
2/3 of the way.
Yes. Well, another shift, you should be able to do it. Unless you blow your roll.
All one.
Yeah.
Very unlikely.
Well, or just roll low.
Or, yeah.
Keep it rolling. Yeah. Fairly good.
Something rash.
So, another 20 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
there's going to be, unless you stop it, there's going to be another party. That night.
All right.
So the party.
We can pump more people for information.
Yes. Too bad I'm not shooting anymore.
Okay, well, I'll ignore the electromagnetic and let's just try to play back and see what was encoded in it or something like that.
It'll take
years.
A while to uncook it.
Okay.
So they can start working on it.
Okay.
Precious computer time.
Go for it. Can I teleport over to their ship?
Transport over?
Yeah.
Sure.
Ask you.
You just walked up to the transport.
Yeah.
Leave me over.
Yeah.
Sure.
Okay. Without any of them there, I want
to
go.
Well, they usually have to call ahead, usually. You want to transport without actually calling them?
Yeah. You don't always have people in the transport room.
That's true. You wait for someone till it's unmanned?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No.
What? To the cargo.
Who are you going to have working on the...
I want to go
to
the...
There's actually... Well...
Decryption.
There's actually someone in the cargo room.
They have an Orion guarding there?
Yeah.
You're being followed anyway.
Mm.
Everywhere.
No.
No?
I was...
Not if he beams over. This is great.
Okay, so there goes that first crash plan.
Let me think of something else.
Second rash plug.
I scratch it.
Oh! Almost busted the case wide open.
I'm waiting for their system.
Yeah, pretty good idea.
Okay.
I want to beam into somewhere where they have unguarded and computer access.
Okay.
I'm going to try hacking.
Maybe
there are like log files and the captain's personal stuff that he's hiding, etc.
Okay. Computer hacking role. Intellect.
What is it called? Computer what?
Computer data alteration.
What?
No. Well, it's not computer programming. Oh, actually, security. Yeah.
Oh, security. Security systems.
Security systems.
Hey, I have that skill.
Intellect.
Logic.
No.
Perception.
No.
Empathy.
Feel the tumblers.
Do I get I get plus one courage for being bold?
You're bold, sir.
No. I'm alone on the ship. Breaking every rule in the book.
No.
Curious?
Curious, I'll give you.
Okay. Interesting. I wouldn't have given me curious, but I would have given me bold. Okay.
Oh, that would have made it, huh?
Do I have a difficulty level?
21.
Well, 7, 10, and 13.
7, 10, 13? Are the bases?
Yeah. So, if you get 13, you probably break the whole thing. Into the whole thing. Whereas, you know, 7 is just low-level stuff.
Right.
Kind of like you should.
Hmm. Okay, so that's the computer's team.
Captain's most private stash of Jason.
Woohoo! That's an 18, because he's got that really secure.